let's talk for a moment. It's October. It's Ghost to Ghost month. Yes, I will be doing Ghost to Ghost this year, I do believe. Now, we all know there are ghosts, or at least ghosts certainly reported again and again and again and again. What can you tell me about why a spirit chooses to inhabit frequently the residence where it passed away? Why does that happen? Why are these spirits still on Earth?
Well, I think it depends on the situation. You're saying with the residence, I find it to be when I'm called into a house, it usually is really more connected to the land than the actual house. It'll depend also with that soul and how that soul has died, or, you know, how that soul has moved on. I remember probably about 4 or 5 months ago, I had gotten a call, and a woman asked me to come to her house. They were having problems at her house, and what had happened was before she had bought the house, there was a murder in the house, and it wasn't disclosed to her. And her two kids were waking up in the middle of the night telling the mother that there was a gentleman in the house with a shotgun, and he was pointing it at them. And what had happened was the gentleman that was the owner before had killed his family and killed himself.
Yes.
And that energy was lingering, and, you know, that was what was causing. And I find it to be, especially with kids, kids are extremely open and extremely sensitive, and they're not polluted yet, you know, in the way that we are.
Indeed. A few weeks ago, I did a very important program on the subject of suicide, Jeffrey, taking your own life. What can you tell me about that?
Well, in my experiences, I have one therapist that I work with. It's all kids' suicides. I would say to you that a good 94% of those suicides that I deal with are people that are actually, you know, do have mental illness, that are taken into a place where they just lose it. And then you come across those 6% that are the ones that do it out of spite, or they do it out of anger at that particular time. But, you know, a lot of people ask me, like, do you still get to heaven if you kill oneself?
Yes.
Do you still get across? And I found it to be the ones that have gone through the, I would say, the mental trauma, where it's a mental condition, or it's, you know, schizophrenia or manic depression, or, you know, it could be a medication that triggered it. They seem to come through much stronger than the other 6% that are kind of still caught up in that anger.
Do you think that you need to be mentally abnormal to take your own life, or do you think that there can be rational decisions made to take your own life, and if so, what's the result of that?
Well, I'll give you a perfect example. I've had a couple of people that have come to me that have had family members that, you know, went from ALS.
Yes.
And, the Lou Gehrig's disease. And in two of those situations, those people killed themselves because of the fact that they didn't want the end result of that terrible disease.
I agree. That may be rational, Jeffrey.
I mean, not that I'm encouraging suicide by any means.
No. Yeah. My question is, with regard to the other side or whatever you know about the other side, what would be the path on the other side for somebody who had done that?
The experiences I've had where I've sat with people, they've come through right away in that element. They understand. They made that choice to kind of make it easier on their family. You know, one did it because of financial reasons. One did it because of the pain factor, all different things. But they came across. But, I mean, I wouldn't want to be like, you know, saying to people out there that we're going to form the Hemlock Society and suicide. So.
No, of course not. In other words, you're saying those people cross in much
this. Absolutely. You know, they get across, they get settled, they understand cognitively in a way what they've done, why they've done it.
Is there some sort of karmic price to pay for that?
I got to believe that there is, based on that experience. Granted, the souls that I've been dealing with haven't reincarnated yet, but I would be inclined to believe that you would pick up some residual karma in the process.
Well, I wonder if in that case reincarnation would be considered a good thing or a bad thing. I
guess it would probably pertain to how you would come in. But, I mean, I remember this one in particular, this woman was very diligent and very deliberate about doing it. They had gotten to the point where they exhausted, you know, tremendous amount of financial resources. The family was going to lose the house, and she just decided that it was time. You know, she didn't want to put her family through anything more.
Well, I know what the traditional religious view of that is, and I just can't think of a God that is vengeful. I mean, if in the case you just cited, for example, that almost all the financial resources are gone, the person's in great pain, so forth and so on, they take their own life. I just can't, in the world that I walk in and I understand, I cannot imagine that person being punished in some terrible way for what they've done.
I would be inclined to believe that too. I mean, I haven't seen it from my experiences with the clients I've dealt with. Not that I would encourage people to do that, but most definitely I could probably count four instances, and they came through in a very good way. They were peaceful, you know, they were happy where they were, they had found, you know, a sense of contentment.